this workshop has been a good workshop in the sense that it has called us as church leaders so that we can be able to review what we have been able to do well and what we have not been able to do well, so that we can gather our efforts so that we can be able to do something effective, that it can effect a change and a positive change within the country.
So as religious leaders, you have learned a lot of things. What would you want to be changed, especially in the sector reforms?
First of all, even speaking from the pulpit, speaking the truth, even what we preach as churches, we are able to live it by our own selves. And raising awareness on all issues. We know that always there is a cost to it. It may be when you say the truth, sometimes people don't like the truth. But the church, having that prophetic voice, need to speak the truth. Because that is the prophetic voice of the church, to tell the truth all the time. It doesn't matter what the, you know, what the consequences are. Because we have seen that many church leaders have lost their lives in other countries where they tend to tell the truth, especially to do with the reform, especially to do with the issues that the government do not want to be exposed. So we know these dangers, but for us, learning here, it is good to be with them, educate them, befriend them, share this with them so that they help change their concept. Because if you can change their concept, change their behavior, change the way they speak, then maybe even look at their gaps. They may have issues that are compelling them to do what they do. Then when those issues are addressed, that we will reduce, you know, the issues. Then we will have a peaceful country. There will be reform in the sense that leaders will be able not to rethink. For example, if we talk about looting, we talk about raping, we talk about all this. Those issues, there are things that cause them maybe to do it. Maybe they are not paid for some time, and maybe they are not paid well. Those issues also, we can raise awareness. You need to pay your soldiers well. You need to pay them so that they are able to provide for their families. They have food for their families. Because if we don't take care of that, these things will continue to go on. So those are the kind of things, you know, we can talk about.
So how are you religious leaders going to be able to facilitate dialogue?
What we will do is, this dialogue we are already supporting, especially for us in the Episcopal Church, even the national dialogue, we have come out very clearly that this is an opportunity for us as South Sudanese, an opportunity where we will air out our grievances, where we will bring out emerging issues that, you know, that is affecting us. And we propose and recommend solutions that can come. So for us as churches, especially Episcopal Church of South Sudan, this is already where we are at the forefront. And then we know that when opportunity is given to us and these issues are aired out, are brought forward, and then recommended solutions are implemented, there will be total peace. We know the peace from Addis Ababa is mainly discussing about positions, you know, who takes what and who takes what. But the national dialogue that people talk will really bring inner peace, because they would have already been healed from their trauma, because they have brought out what is in their hearts.
What have you been hearing about the peace and revitalization going on?
What we have been hearing is that they are coming up with a new Tigun again. It will even be big. Sometime will be hard if you have a child who have a big head. So for us, it is good really to have a small head and have a system of government, a system that provides and serves everybody. So it doesn't take everyone to get the head so that, you know, the system can be effective.
Yeah, and as a religious leaders, how do you feel when people say they did not even agree on anything yet and they're coming back?
This brings us sadness, because all we want is peace. All we want is the guns to be silenced. And then we know there can be no perfect agreement, no perfect peace, but the peace that silenced the guns, the peace that people can move freely, is very important. Then the other gaps can be filled. It's really sad if there's nothing that is brought back.
What message do you want to pass to our listener, especially in line of peace?
The message is, let us trust God. Let us trust God at all levels. When we trust God, God will give us the peace. Many people, you know, the Israelites thought they are guns, they are allies, their intellect, their resources will give them the peace that they need, but that never worked. But if we are able to come closer to God, especially during this time of Lent, we in the church now have started a 40 days. Lent is a time when we come closer to God in prayers, when we ask God. We need to come closer to God. When the moment we come closer to God, this is the moment now that God will also come closer to us.